Welcome to Around the Mic on SoJo 104.9. This is our very own podcast. Whoop, whoop. Aren't we special? And aren't we lucky to have you listening to us today? So thanks for checking us out. I'm Heather DeLuca, your afternoon drive host. Chelsea Corinne handles middays here for SoJo 104.9. And we're here to just elaborate on some things we don't always get the chance to talk to each other about on the air or at length. So I think I'm just going to jump right into it. I was looking at my...
That was me jumping. I don't know why my arms went with it. I think I more moved my arms than I moved my body, but that was me jumping.
We are extra, extra jazzed today because of the prospect of, you know, maybe an early screening of some Endgame. So we're very, very happy right now. Are you trying to floss?
No, not again. No, that's not flossing, Heather.
Well, I like what I'm doing. It makes me feel good.
I watched a video of how to do it because I'm that old. I had to look up how to floss. That tells you how old you are when you have to look up the once popular but not that popular anymore dances. Because I feel like it phased out.
I've got this flossing down pat, so.
All right. This is getting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
On the window to my office.
Yeah.
I keep a vision board.
It's how's that working out for you?
Something that we put a video that we put together in 2018, but yeah. I felt that I needed to revisit those things in 2019, so I just crossed out the 8, put a 9.
That's fair.
So I was looking at it again today, and I can find at least 5 things that now that it's almost May 2019, I need to go back and try again.
Okay.
Not holding up my end of the bargain when it came to my New Year's resolutions like many people do, but a vision board is supposed to help you visualize those resolutions so that they're, you know, they're present in your mind on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's like The Secret.
Yes. If you see it, it will come.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, like, because this is something that you've gotten into recently. Before it became a Netflix TV series, many, many years ago, and I'm saying at least 4, could be 5 years ago, was the first time I ever picked up The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo.
Yes.
The organizer behind the KonMari method that has now become the Tidying Up TV series on Netflix. And I could stand to do a little more organizing. I do think that letting go of things that you're emotionally attached to, whether it be a piece of clothing or an item in your home, piece of jewelry, it can cloud the mind and it can really interrupt creativity.
Yeah.
So I could stand to do a little bit more of that because I do feel like it blocks good things from coming into your life when things are too cluttered. But I read something interesting lately that said that a lot of the donation centers, places like Goodwill, Salvation Army, they are overrun with donations because of Marie Kondo. So
yeah.
I say to you, who you're going through the process,
you
gutted your closet.
Yeah.
I'm saying to you, I think Marie Kondo, in her quest to organize the world, Marie Kondo is actually making a mess of people's lives.
So it's so funny. I am going through the KonMari method. I shouldn't say going through. I did it one day, and I haven't gone back to it yet.
Excuse
I'm trying to do
me,
it for
I'm
a
not
video
stripping,
series.
But I'm on fuego right now.
It is really warm in here.
Denim vest has to go.
Gone. So I'm trying to do it for a video. So I'm doing it on days that I can film it. I went through every piece of clothing I own, which is a lot. There's a lot of it. So I stacked it up on my bed. It almost hit like a chandelier by my bed.
Let's go back just one second because the method encourages you, really says you've got to, if you have a drawer, cabinet, kitchens, or your closet, you must remove
everything
first.
And it makes sense because I've tried to reorganize my life and try to downsize my life by just like skimming through my closet and picking it out. And it doesn't work. It does not work. But putting it in one pile and being able to see just how much stuff you have is overwhelming. And then going through it, and the idea of sparking joy seems really corny at first, but then when you do it, you pick up an item of clothing and you're like, well, I wear this all the time, but I actually hate wearing it. I wear it because I have it and it fits and it's like kind of comfy, but I actually hate the way it looks on me. Get rid of it. I got rid of 5 30-gallon bags of clothes. And that's
huge.
Not all of it, because I'm not done with this process yet.
And I think that's the thing, is that why
there's
I say
so much of it
it's making a mess of your life is that you, I think you went home and you expected to complete that process
in one night.
No.
And I realized rewatching, I only watched one episode. I got this idea from Gabby Hanna. She's a YouTuber. I saw her do this. I identify with her a lot. I think her and I are very similar people. And her apartment was a mess. And I was like, all right, cool. If she could do it, I can do it. And I watched one episode. Mistake. Should have watched more than one to realize it takes more than one day. I tried to do it in one night. And you're supposed to do it over like a couple of days just for your clothes alone. And
yeah.
The most people I watched as the dates went by on the screen, it's about a month-long process. It's not something you're going to be able
Most
to do overnight.
Most of us don't have 72 hours to just dedicate to doing this.
And I think that's why it takes people a month. It's not supposed to interact with your life at all. It's supposed to be a part of your life. So if you have time one day, mm-hmm. but you don't have time the next, that's fine. And that's what I liked about her and watching the show. She was like, no, you don't have to interrupt your life for this. It's going to become a part of your life, and you're going to fit it in how you can fit it in.
When but I read the book... And by the way, I love that this is like a hot thing that's like caught on, and I'm over here like, here's my paper copy of Marie Kondo from 5 years ago. I was reading it, sparking joy, sparking anger as I try to start this process.
Yeah.
I was like getting very frustrated, but I didn't even start with my clothing. My husband has a ridiculous amount of concert t-shirts, and he never can see them, find them. Several,
you should make it into a blanket.
A lot of them are, well, we did do that with some of his Def Leppard t-shirts.
Cool.
But ones that he still actually wears.
Yeah, fair.
So the trifold t-shirt method.
I love that.
I didn't go through the sparking joy process, which is the foundation of the KonMari method is, you know, if it doesn't instantly, if you don't look or touch something and it instantly spark joy in you, it's got to go to the go pile. So I didn't go through that process in doing his thing because I wasn't going to make that decision for him, because if I did, he's coming for my shoe collection and I'm not okay with that. So I went through the trifold method and the file folding method for all of his mm-hmm. t-shirts, and he came home and he was like, what did you do to my t-shirts? Stunned for a minute, but then was like, wow, like he did it to for his jeans, his socks. Like,
it's a great way. I always have folded that way, but I've always had too much anyway, so it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It was still a mess. But that trifold method is great, and I like the idea. And again, watching the show, I think it was helpful, because the idea of sparking joy is such a weird, like, people think, well, it's clothes, it doesn't matter. But when you start doing it, you understand it. So I have to go through, I did my clothes, and there is a method of the madness. You're supposed to do like clothes, then books, then paper,
mm-hmm.
then miscellaneous, which also includes like kitchen stuff and bath, because mm-hmm. it's for the whole house.
Yes.
I'm doing it for my bedroom. Miscellaneous will be my makeup. That's going to be the tough one. That's going to be so hard to scale
to
back
on. Part with your babies.
Yeah, that's going to be really hard. But I donated 30-gallon mm-hmm. bags, which is, you know what? That's great. And some of the stuff was like, could I have taken the time to try to list some of the stuff and sell it? Because it was probably worth quite a bit
sure.
of money. But it wasn't worth my time, because I've tried to do it before.
Yeah.
Could I have made money if I went to the flea market? Probably. But I was like, I just need it out of my life, so it's not in my my field of vision. And it feels like a weight off of my shoulders.
And I'm glad, but like, you donated 5 bags. You and everybody else, which brings me back to...
Yeah.
It's tidying up is actually making a mess. Because when you think of like Goodwill, Salvation Army, some of the church pantries and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I donated, was a church pantry.
They rely a lot on volunteers to help sort through mm-hmm. that material. And they are overrun.
It's like
a double-edged sword. But it can also be a very good time to go and find...
You might be
finding some really nice things.
Yeah, because I was going to go to a consignment shop with some of my stuff, because I had, like, some leather jackets that I don't like on me.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I was like, well, I don't want to get rid of it because it's a leather jacket. And then I realized, no, that's the complete opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Yes, it's supposed to be just let it go.
I let it go, and I could have brought it to, like, a consignment shop and probably made a couple bucks off of it, but I donated it instead.
Yeah.
Now is the time. If you're going to, like any of those kind of consignment shops or even Goodwill consignment stores,
mm-hmm.
this is the time to go, because people are doing it. They are doing it hardcore.
Oh.
And you're going to get a lot of stuff in there. Home goods stuff, too, because you got to go through all that stuff.
But I got to say, just like driving on the road, I don't feel people are more joyful. People are still cutting me off and flipping me off.
Maybe it has to do with your driving more than it does.
No. Oh, hey, I think there are far worse drivers than me, and there are far messier people than me. I haven't found many of them yet.
Yeah,
most of them
either
are on the TV show Hoarders on A&E, but we won't go there.
That's our comparison. You and me both are like, well, they're worse. They're also on Hoarders, Chelsea.
Oh,
come
on. Oh, my gosh. So, it's going to be a short episode this week, but, you know, I'm curious. Have you sparked joy in your life with Tidying Up by Marie Kondo, like the KonMari method of ridding your life of items that don't make you happy? And was it an easy process for you to go through? Did you get your family involved? Did you start and quit halfway through? Because it is a...
tough.
It's an exhausting task.
And it gets worse before it gets better because you have to take everything out, so you make a mess. But it takes a few days to go through all of it because it's not going to be like what I thought. Snap and you're done.
Yeah.
So my room right now looks worse than what I started, but I'm like, all right, light at the end of the tunnel. It is a marathon, not a sprint.
And maybe what are some of your tidying up hacks?
Yeah.
You can let us know in the comment box
below.
This is spring cleaning season. So thanks for checking out this episode of Around the Mic. We would love for you to subscribe so that you always know when we post a brand new episode. We're available on iTunes and TuneIn. And you can always watch these episodes. Hi. We post video at sojo1049.com. Give us a good rating. It just boosts our self-esteem, and who doesn't need that? Sparks joy in us.
Yeah.
So help us there. I'm Heather DeLuca. I will talk to you on the radio. I'm on from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. Chelsea Corinne, middays from 10 to 3. And I guess we'll talk to you next time on Sojo 1049. And this episode of Around the Mic is over. Bye-bye now.